Hello, I'm Brandon House, and it's been an amazing 2022, thanks largely in part to your support. Would you consider an end-of-the-year contribution to WVWFoundation.com right now? That's WVWFoundation.com. Your end-of-the-year contribution is vital so we can continue to push out free programming. Remember, almost all of my shows are made available for free. Worldview Radio, every day on 60-plus radio stations, Christian radio stations, plus is made available on Lindell TV, frankspeech.com. It's available at WVW Broadcast Network or WVWTV.com, worldviewradio.com, brighteon.com, band.video.com, Conservative TV Network. Many, many networks pick up my programs, and I put them out there for free. Why? Because I want people to understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. I want to be able to proclaim the truth of a biblical worldview and help people understand the times and know how to think about the issues and how God would have us to respond. Many programs produced by many different organizations today are immediately put behind a paywall. You have to pay to see them. Our programs, I push them out for free. But the bandwidth alone is thousands of dollars a month, not to mention all the IT expense and other expense for producing the shows and the people that work in the control room. We also put on a Sunday night service. Every Sunday night, I put on a biblical worldview service at 8 p.m. Central Time at WVWTV.com/live. I've been doing that every Sunday night since 2015. Your support helps make all of these things possible. Would you consider going right now to WVWFoundation.com and making a contribution? You'll also find our phone number there as well. And that's 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. You can make a contribution over the phone at 901-468-9357. You'll also find our mailing address there at WVWFoundation.com.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you guys are with us. I want to talk today about the similarities between, if you guys give me my screenshot here, I appreciate it. I'd like to talk today about the similarities between Nazi Germany and America today, or the world today. You know, I wrote this book in 2015, The Coming Religious Reich. What this book is like, I don't know, 512 pages. The Coming Religious Reich. And I had the opportunity to interview yesterday Dr. Erwin Lutzer. I was broadcasting Saturday night from the news desk here because of the Turning Point USA event in Phoenix, AmFest. And so I was broadcasting from the news desk as we sent a reporter out there who has a booth. And we sent a camera and light set and microphone and backdrop. And had a booth. They actually contacted us, Charlie Kirk's group, Turning Point, and said, hey, we'd love it if you guys would have a booth here and broadcast from here. We'll give you the booth for free if you'll pay the bandwidth. That's about $4,000 in bandwidth to come out of there just to come here back to us in the Mid-South and then push it out. But we said, you know what, that's a good opportunity. And so yesterday I get a text from a friend of mine, Susan Swift. She says, I'm in Phoenix, and I see the Lindell TV booth. Are you here? I'm like, no, I'm anchoring from the news desk in the Mid-South, but we have a reporter there, and go to him, and he'll give you the microphone and earpiece, and I'll interview you. And so I did. I interviewed her about this ectolife, molecular biologist out of Germany, out of Berlin, Germany, no doubt, and the desire to create an ectolife system where it is artificial wombs, and they can have like 30,000 artificial wombs per lab and grow babies, and you can choose the elite package and have all the gene editing and artificial intelligence you want and get the kind of kid you want. Can you say eugenics? And by the way, when I say you get the kind of kid you want, I'm sure this will not be for Christians, okay? This will be for those who have been given a license. I mean, you say, well, why do you say that, House? Because that's exactly what the Ehrlichs, population bomb, John Holdren, who was Obama's science czar, these people wrote about these kind of things. I quoted in many of my books over the years where they wrote about putting sterilants in the water, and then the government would decide who gets to have children and gets the antidote. Well, now, of course, they say that they're doing this because there's a decreasing population. Well, of course there's a decreasing population. That's what they want. And this numerous doctors, including our friend Dr. James Thorpe, who's an OBGYN that sees 8,000 patients a year, is seeing the deformities, seeing the infertility because of the COVID shot, he says. So, of course, we've got a depopulation. So when they talk about infertility and we got a population problem in some countries, well, that's what they want. They want to decrease the population. What they ultimately want is only the elite breeding. Only the elite would be able to breed. And one reason I know this is because I actually have a screenshot, if I can find it real quick. I read this on the air the other day. Here it is. This is coming out of a magazine. Then I'll get to Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who also texted me and said, hey, I'm in Phoenix. I see you got a booth here. Are you here? I'm like, no, but I can interview you. Go to the booth. They'll put the earpiece in and hand you a microphone, and I'll interview you. So yesterday, unbeknownst to me, I ended up interviewing Susan Swift, the Pro-Life League out of California group, and I interviewed Erwin Lutzer, completely unexpected. Oh, and by the way, I also got a guy that comes to the booth. He says to our reporter, Matthew, hey, I'm Bob. Tell Brannon that Bob, who's worked with him for years, is here. And so they tell Logan in the control room, and Logan tells me in my earpiece, there's a Bob at the booth who said he's spoken for many, many, many Worldview Weekends. I said, well, I only know one Bob who has spoken at many, many Worldview Weekends. That would be Bob Cornuke. And sure enough, and so I said to Logan, tell Matthew I want to have him on. And Matthew said, Bob's walked away. And I said, well, let me text him. So I text Bob. I said, Bob, go back to the booth. They'll give you the microphone and an earpiece. I want to interview you from the news desk. And so Bob went to the camera. I interviewed Bob for about 25 minutes about his search for the Ark of the Covenant, for Mount Sinai, all they found over there, which is fascinating. The search for the anchors of Paul, of which we believe he found. It's pretty strong evidence he's found those. His search for Noah's Ark. It was a great 30-minute interview with Bob Cornuke. And you can find that at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. One of my friends, my old high school, junior high and high school youth pastor, who I talked to pretty frequently, called yesterday and said, I saw that. And he said, Bob looks younger now than he did 20 years ago. I said, he did look pretty good, didn't he? He's aging very well. Bob was there. So I didn't know Susan Swift was going to be there. I didn't know Bob Cornuke was going to be there. I didn't know Erwin Lutzer was going to be there. And here we had the opportunity to put a microphone in their hand, an earpiece in their ear, and I was able to interview them with this high-quality camera equipment and everything, shooting it back here to the Mid-South and putting it out for everybody. So you can see those interviews. If they're not there yet, Annie, our associate producer, Annie, will get them there pretty quick. And you can watch them anytime on demand at WVWTV.com. But here I was talking to Susan Swift about this ectopod and artificial wombs. And then within a couple hours or less, I'm interviewing Erwin Lutzer. And, of course, I love to go to the topic of Germany and Nazi Germany and the history, because he wrote this excellent book in 1995, Hitler's Cross, which, you know, is so dog-eared and loaded up with post-it notes and flagged and underlined with highlighters. I mean, I've been studying this book forever. It is one of the best books written on what happened in Germany, Hitler's Cross, the revealing story of how the cross of Christ was used as a symbol of the Nazi agenda. And so I interviewed him about that. That full interview went a good 30-plus minutes. Will be at WVWTV.com. If it's not there already, it will be before the day is over. So how ironic is it, or how providential, that I'm interviewing Susan Swift there live in Phoenix. A little bit later, I'm interviewing Erwin Lutzer. None of this planned. All happened yesterday. And they're both touching on the same themes. So I want to go back to this. This is The Statesman. This was a publication put out in Great Britain back in 2010, December 9th, 2010. The eugenics movement Britain wants to forget. Similarly, George Bernard Shaw. Now, we all know who George Bernard Shaw was, right? A Fabian socialist. A Fabian.
George Bernard Shaw wrote, quote, "The only fundamental and possible socialism is the socialization of the selective breeding of man," end quote. The selective breeding of man. So we're going to kill a bunch of people with the COVID shot. And every night on my Worldview Report, the 30-minute newscast has now been picked up by like 7 or 8 different outlets. Brighteon, of course, VCY America carries it at 10 o'clock on TV 30, at 10 o'clock at night, Central Time. Brighteon, Band.video, Conservative TV. I mean, all these places have picked it up, and we're so thankful. And almost on a nightly basis, I'm reporting of someone who's fallen over dead, dropped dead, died in their sleep. And sometimes we don't know whether they're vaxxed or not, but as Dr. Peter McCullough says, unless their family comes out and says, no, they were not vaxxed, we should assume they were. But then others, we know they were vaxxed because they're on social media bragging how they've been vaxxed and boosted and claiming that those of us that have not are selfish and being extremely hostile. I saw a video today with a bunch of them, Arnold Schwarzenegger and a bunch of them on social media being very hostile to those that won't wear masks or those who have not been vaxxed. And these people that were on social media bragging they were boosted and vaxxed, some of them have died, dropped dead, died in their sleep, blood clots. So we have this infertility problem that's going to skyrocket, but that's good for them. That's good for the power elite because they only want the selective breeding of man. Let's go back to the article from Great Britain, 2010, Bertrand Russell. Well, that's another Fabian socialist, proposed that the state should issue color-coded, quote, procreation tickets, end quote, to prevent the gene pool of the elite being diluted by inferior human beings. Now, folks, this is not a Christian publication. This is New Statesman. Out of Great Britain, the eugenics movement Britain wants to forget, 2010. I believe it's out of Great Britain, but it's about the eugenics movement in Great Britain. Now, they're talking about procreation tickets to prevent the gene pool of the elite from being diluted by inferior human beings. Those who decided to have children with holders of a different colored ticket would be punished with a heavy fine. H.G. Wells praised eugenics as the first step towards the elimination of detrimental types of characteristics, end quote, and the, quote, fostering of desirable types, end quote, instead. Interesting, I think it was the Huffington Post did a piece a couple years ago and quoted me as saying that House believes they're going to push out procreation tickets and you're going to have a procreation ticket to have children. No, you either are very, very dense. You only heard what you want to hear. You heard what you want to hear, or you're a liar. You're either dense, so you don't know you can't understand what I'm saying. You can't not listen to it. You cannot listen to a show and understand what it is I'm saying because you're so dense. Or B, you're lying. You're lying. Which one is it? But they said, House said, you're going to have a procreation ticket. No, I was quoting Bertrand Russell. And I said I was quoting Bertrand Russell. But that they put that out there, that House was saying you're going to have a procreation ticket. No, I didn't say that. I'm quoting Bertrand Russell, the elite, the power elite people, the Fabian socialists. Now, when you see these ectolife commercials and artificial wombs, this molecular biologist is developing in hopes that the next few years it can be rolled out, become reality. Who do you think is going to get permission? Question mark. We have already seen those that are deemed worthy of having kids, the government will give them the antidote so they can have children. Otherwise, we're going to put sterilants in the food and the water. I mean, this is in the writings of people like John Holdren and the Ehrlichs. John Holdren, who becomes the science czar for Barack Hussein Obama. Susan Swift had not seen this demo video of Ectolife. She was hearing it for the first time with the earpiece in her ear coming out of our studios here in the Mid-South, and she was like, she got livid. She got very, very exercised, and she later apologized. I said, what are you apologizing for? You have nothing to apologize for. You're being very passionate and you had a righteous indignation, and good for you. Now, I also got news yesterday that Frank Pavone, I've known Frank Pavone, met him for the first time in person almost 20 years ago, I met Frank Pavone. Now, he's a Catholic priest, and he runs an organization called Priests for Life. Guess what happened over the weekend? The Vatican canceled him, like, you're no longer a priest. Why? Because he's out there making strong statements about the pro-life movement. Well, are you shocked that a Jesuit priest would cancel him? A Marxist Jesuit priest, no less? So, clearly, folks, the war is on against those of us that are pro-life. When we come back, let's talk about some of the similarities between Nazi Germany and today. You got to hear this. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. I want to go real quick back to this. During the break, I was flipping through my PowerPoint, and I have so many PowerPoints. Thankfully, I'm able to bring them up on command at will, because there are so many things that people ask or remind me of or that I think of, and I can just sit and bring these up right away. So it's a great way to archive a lot of what I have researched, so we can all talk about it. But look at this screenshot for those watching by television. For radio, it's Paul Ehrlich in his alarmist book, Population Bomb. Okay, there it is. I mentioned it while ago. Here's what he writes. So the first task is population control at home. How do we go about it? Many of my colleagues feel that some sort of compulsory birth regulation would be necessary to achieve such control. One plan often mentioned involves the addition of temporary sterilants to water supplies or staple food. By the way, this is the kind of stuff the Nazis were fooling around with, if you don't know that. Doses of the antidote would be carefully rationed by the government to produce the desired population size. Those of you who are appalled at such a suggestion can rest easy. The option isn't even open to us, since no such substance exists. If the choice now is either such additives or catastrophe, we shall have catastrophe. It might be possible to develop such population control tools, although the task would not be simple. Either the additive would have to operate. Well, I guess that's it. I guess I didn't give the rest of the quote. Anyway, I don't know why I cut it off there, but I did. But anyway, there you go. Sterilants in the water and food. The government decides who gets the antidote. Would be carefully rationed by the government to produce the desired population size. Okay? Right there. Screenshot. Now, let's go to Echo Science. This is written by Paul Ehrlich, Ann Ehrlich, and John Holdren. Remember, John Holdren went on to become Obama's science czar. Echo Science, subtitled Population, Resources, Environment. Here's what they wrote. Quote, it has been concluded that compulsory population control laws, even including laws requiring compulsory abortion, can be sustained under the existing constitution if the population crisis becomes sufficiently severe to endanger society. If some individuals contribute to general social deterioration by overproducing children, and if the need is compelling, they can be required by law to exercise reproductive responsibility. Now, how does he say that that exists under the Constitution? Because we don't read the Constitution and honor the Constitution and the original intent, we go with case law theory. And many, many decades ago, the Supreme Court indeed wrote that one generation of misfits is enough. One generation of misfits is enough. And backed the idea of eugenics. So that's perhaps what they're arguing from. Now, let's not forget, this comes from John F. Kennedy Jr. in his Instagram, Robert F. Kennedy. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in his Instagram page a few years ago. In 2010, Gates committed $10 billion to the World Health Organization, promising to reduce population in part through new vaccines. A month later, Gates told a TED Talk that new vaccines, quote, could reduce population, end quote. In 2014, Kenya's Catholic Doctors Association accused the WHO of chemically sterilizing millions of unwilling Kenyan women with a phony tetanus vaccine campaign. Independent labs found the sterility formula in every vaccine tested. After denying the charges, WHO finally admitted it had been developing the sterility vaccine for over a decade. Similar accusations came from Tanzania, Nicaragua, Mexico, and the Philippines. Oh, they're doing this on the darker-skinned people, are they? Huh, I wonder where they would get that from. Maybe Margaret Sanger, who called such darker-skinned people weeds? Wasn't Bill Gates' father involved with Planned Parenthood? Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, worked with a Nazi doctor, bragged about speaking to the auxiliary, women's auxiliary of the KKK? So don't think we're not seeing some very Nazi-like things, my friends. Indeed, we are. And many of the groups that are involved and were involved with Nazi Germany are involved today. Let's go back to the Statesman, 2010. When America believed in eugenics. A leading American-based scientist, Alex Correll, who worked at the prestigious Rockefeller Institute in the early years of the 20th century, advocated correcting what he called an error in the U.S. Constitution that granted equality to all people. In his best-selling book, Man, the Unknown, he wrote, quote, the feeble-minded and the man of genius should not be equal before the law. The stupid, the unintelligent, those who are dispersed, incapable of attention, of effort, have no right to a higher education, end quote. Arguing that the human race was being undermined by disabled people, he wanted to use medical advances to extend the lives of those he deemed worthy. Does that sound familiar? Extend the lives of those he deemed worthy and condemn the rest to death or forced sterilization. He later praised Hitler for the eugenic measures, the energetic measures he took to prevent the contamination of the human race, which was, of course, also eugenic measures. Now, notice he says here, and by the way, he worked with the prestigious Rockefeller Institute. And do you guys know about the Rockefellers and their involvement in medicine? Oh, yeah. Wasn't it the Rockefeller Foundation that did the test run in 2010 for lockstep, which read just like 2020 and COVID? Mm-hmm. Have they already run a new catastrophic contagion scenario in October of this year? Yeah. Are they predicting some massive outbreak? Yeah. They're saying 2025, but don't be shocked if it doesn't happen sooner. Something like polio, neurological symptoms, a billion people infected, 20 million dead, 15 million children. That's what their little news scenario that we talked about last week, ran the video, talked about. Again, they're hinting at us. They're telling us. But wasn't it the Rockefeller Foundation that gave us that document in 2010, lockstep? Mm-hmm. Isn't it the Rockefeller Institute that put out the 2020 document, Reset the Table, on nationalizing our food? Mm-hmm. Isn't it the Rockefellers that were aggressively funding the establishment of many, many medical schools? And one of the goals was that they would teach not nutrition, but how to take a drug to fix, so-called, fix this problem. And doctors stopped studying nutrition and diet and went to understanding the physician's desk reference and prescribing pills. Well, that's interesting. Wasn't the Rockefeller Foundation involved in funding a lot of the medical schools if they would teach this new way and prescribe the drugs? And weren't a lot of these drugs the byproduct of petroleum-based chemicals? Wasn't this the byproduct, these chemicals, these drugs, petroleum-based? Weren't they involved in the drug industry big time? Follow the money, follow the money. So here we are with this population plan and the desire for only certain people to breed. Here's one, the Catholic League. This came out in the fall of 2004. Eugenics, Rockefeller, and Roe v. Wade. One of the clearest links between the eugenics movement and U.S. abortion policy is visible in the American Eugenics Society 1956 membership records, which includes a Planned Parenthood co-founder, Margaret Sanger, and at least two presidents, William Vaught and Alan Guttmacher. Remember the Guttmacher Institute? The AES had an ugly history of multiple ties to prominent Nazis in Germany. AES members assisted Hitler in crafting the 1933 German sterilization laws. You're kidding me! Hitler went around sterilizing people? Yeah. And my, what are they doing today? They got a shot to control the population and sterilize, not to mention kill. We don't need gas chambers. We don't need rail cars. We just tell people to show up at your local drugstore and get the death shot. We don't need the showers. We got the COVID death shot, the clot shot. And those that don't die, well, many of them are going to need a lot of medicine, a lot of pharmaceuticals to make sure they stay alive. It's very interesting. My wife and I were talking the other night, and I said, you know, a lot of these people that have died have been from the shot, have been the elderly, I shouldn't say the shot. Many of those who died from the COVID, many of those who died from the COVID initially were the elderly and the sick, the infirmed, those with underlying conditions, right? My wife said, I follow some folks who have, and have for a while, follow some folks that have children that have special needs. And I have followed their stories for some time and how these families care for these children in their home with these very, very advanced special needs. And my wife worked at a nursing care when she was in college. She worked for a summer at a nursing care facility with very, very handicapped children, very handicapped children. And these children were obviously put there by their families, most of them, who did not or could not care for them at home. So she has a very, and she has a medical degree, or degree in medical social work, and she has a real soft spot for these children, having worked there for a summer and seeing what these kids go through, and even seeing what some of their families go through who don't have the financial wherewithal or the physical wherewithal or the house and the equipment to care for them at home. Some people just didn't want the burden. Others couldn't do it, just couldn't do it. And they ended up in this home that she worked at for a summer. And so she does and has followed some of these, some families she has found that have chosen to care for their children in their own home. And she has great admiration for them because she knows firsthand the how labor-intensive, emotionally draining, emotionally exerting and physically exerting, the physical, because some of these kids, as they get older, become, you know, heavier and harder to move in and out of the bed and the bathtub, et cetera. But she respects their perseverance and their love for their children and their commitment to the sanctity of life. And she said, what I've noticed is many of the families that I have followed, many of the women that I have followed their stories and kept up with what's going on with their personal life, with caring for these special needs children, many of them since COVID have died. Many of them since COVID have died. They got COVID and they died. I said, isn't that interesting? COVID, we were told, would really go after those who were older and had comorbidities, underlying issues, right? Which were a lot of the older folks. And my wife said, the COVID seemed to kill the weak. The COVID seemed to kill the weak. So that's a very profound statement, because that's exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. They killed off the useless eaters. They killed off the useless eaters. And COVID that was released by China and spread by our own government knowingly and funded some of these laboratories that's now coming out, we funded our own demise, folks. It killed what they would deem the useless eaters, the weak, the old. Oh, I've lived a good life. Remember Agenda 21 commercial? I've lived a good life. The right to die has become the duty to die. They're killing the weak. Then they come along with the COVID shot that kills the young. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
One thing about the globalists, they like to tell us what it is they're going to do. As far back as the early 70s, the Kissinger Report predicted fertilizer crisis, food supply crisis. Well, how do they know that? Well, in part, I believe it's because it is manufactured. It's also come out that Henry Kissinger mentored Klaus Schwab of the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab himself, well, he openly states on the World Economic Forum website he was mentored also by Maurice Strong. Maurice Strong said, isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? Now you understand the Great Reset is about just that, manufacturing one crisis after another and collapsing the American economy so people will be willing, through pain and suffering, to accept socialism. International socialism, known as globalism. We have the threat of an EMP or electromagnetic pulse attack, cyber attack, bank hacking. The border is wide open with millions pouring over the border. They're openly talking about pushing a health certificate that will control your movements. Even recently, in the last few days, at the G20, also known as the B20, the business 20 that met during the G20, they were boasting of a health certificate that would control your movements. They're pushing for a digital currency combined with social credit scores. You saw what they did under COVID. Don't you think they're going to get us under their thumb, or at least try to, and control the flow of food and so much more and finances? Well, my friends, if there were ever a time to have an emergency food supply on hand, that's now. Please consider going right now to WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, and check out our freeze-dried food. It's excellent stuff. It really is. And it has a 25-year shelf life. You can get a 2-week kit. You can get a 72-hour test kit and try it out. A 3-month kit, 6-month, 1 year. If you do 2 years or more, be sure to order over the phone, and we'll cut you a special deal on the cost of shipping. So again, you can order at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or you can call and talk to someone right on the phone and they'll take your order. 901-468-9357. That's someone right here in our office. 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Don't delay. Make sure you have emergency food supplies on hand, just like you have car insurance and health insurance and life insurance and fire insurance. Don't you think you should have some food insurance? WVWTVstore.com. I know you can purchase it in other places. Thank you for purchasing it from us, as it's a big part of our general operating budget. And please know, I'm not suggesting you do anything that I haven't done. I put away freeze-dried food for my family starting in 2013. We became distributors of freeze-dried food in 2016. We kind of saw what was coming, didn't we? Are you ready for what's coming? WVWTVstore.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. So my wife says COVID seems to have killed off the weak. And I said, yep, profound statement, hon. That's what Nazi Germany was about, killing off what they deemed to be the weak, the inferior, the useless eaters, the not productive human resource. You know, survival of the fittest. Hitler was very much into Darwinian evolution. He was also into reincarnation, by the way. So he thought the slaughter of these folks would help them get on to the next stage, the next part of the life. I'm not kidding you. Himmler, the head of SS, was big into reincarnation, big into Hinduism. Where do you think they got the swastika from, folks? That's a Hindu symbol that they took and tweaked it. It's a Hindu symbol they took and tweaked and made the swastika. And Himmler, the head of the SS, was highly committed to Hinduism. It's a matter of fact. And so, in fact, I think Erwin Lutzer talks about that in one of his book. This book here, let's see. Yeah, page 92 of Hitler's Cross. Himmler said he did not act without reference to the Hindu writings. He said that karma required only that one do his duty without regard to consequences. He accepted the Eastern notion that one should become detached from this world through meditation. Of course, by meditation, he meant the New Age meditation of emptying one's mind. These people were thoroughly paganized, involved in the occult. Let's go back to our slide here. This is, again, an article coming from the Catholic League in 2004 about eugenics, Rockefeller, and Roe v. Wade. Rockefellers were involved in the Holocaust. They're involved now, I believe, in the global Holocaust, along with a lot of other corporations, by the way, as we saw last week. Sustainable development, Agenda 21, is a rising of the Fourth Reich, which is why I wrote this 500-some-odd-page book in 2015, The Coming Religious Reich. The Coming Religious Reich. Reich means empire or kingdom. One of the closest links between the eugenics movement and U.S. abortion policy is visible in the American Eugenics Society in 1956 membership records, which include a Planned Parenthood co-founder, Margaret Sanger, and it goes on from there, right? Unbelievably, and I mentioned that the American Eugenics Society assisted Hitler, the American Eugenics Society. America helped Hitler do this. The American Eugenics Society assisted Hitler in crafting the 1933 German sterilization laws. Unbelievably, in 1956, after World War II, the AES membership list included Dr. Otmar Freiherr von Verschuer, I'm sure I'm saying these incorrectly, who had supervised the ongoing so-called science experiments of Dr. Joseph Mengele at Auschwitz. Oh, you mean the same government, America, that was involved in American Eugenics Society, some of the same people in America, guess what we have going on at the National Institutes of Health? Haven't we been told that they were taking off the scalps of babies and putting them on rats to see if they could grow hair? I'm told some of the things they were doing were so grotesque with babies that we could not, would not, should not describe it to you on the air.
So some of these same people were working with Dr. Mengele of Auschwitz. And yet what we're hearing today seems very similar to Dr. Mengele of Auschwitz, right? Well, of course, some of the same players, meaning some of the same type of Americans with the same philosophies and ideas. The Rockefellers' support for eugenics began early in the 20th century and included support for the Eugenics Record Office. In 1913, John D. Rockefeller Jr. incorporated a group which became a major force in supporting birth control clinics and played a pioneering role in the modern field of population studies. And yet, is the Rockefeller, are they around today, the Rockefeller Foundation? Yeah, I already explained how. Very much so. How about this? We keep hearing about the Johns Hopkins medicine. They were just involved again in another scenario in October of this year for another plandemic. Catastrophic contagion. Well, I told you guys in 2020, because this was early 2020. Early 2020, I put together this PowerPoint because I kept thinking, Johns Hopkins, what do we know about them? I don't know a whole lot about them, so I researched them. Found out, guess what? One of the big four founders of Johns Hopkins was into eugenics. Here's genetics in medicine, the power of heredity and the relevance of eugenic history. William Welch, a father of medical education, was on the first board of directors of the Eugenics Record Office. Well, that's funny. William Welch. Where else do we see that name? Oh, yeah, right up there on Johns Hopkins' own website. Every one of the big four, as they're known at Hopkins, was a character, a larger-than-life personality, pathologist William Henry Welch. One of the big four. Yeah, I went research, found out William Welch, a father of medical education, was one of the first board directors of the Eugenics Records Office. Oh! So Johns Hopkins? Huh? Going back to the article in the Catholic League, 2004, as early as 1922, the Rockefeller Foundation sent money to German eugenics of Germany's 20-plus Kaiser Wilhelm Institute science centers. Rockefeller money built or supported three, which, quote, made their mark for medical murder, end quote, under the Nazis. One institute was for brain research. During part of Hitler's rule, it employed Hermann J. Mueller, a Rockefeller-funded American socialist and geneticist, and later received, quote, brains in batches of 150 to 250. So we got brains coming in batches of 150 to 250 derived from Holocaust victims. Another center, the Eugenics Institute, listed its 1935 activities as follows, quote, training of the SS doctors. Who trained the SS doctors? The Eugenics Institute. Training the SS doctors, racial hygiene training. Wow. Frederick Osborne was put in charge of the Population Council, a group organized and funded by John D. Rockefeller III. In 1956, Osborne addressed the British Eugenics Society. Osborne affirmed his belief in, quote, Galton's dream, end quote. Galton is the father of eugenics, and proposed what he called, quote, voluntary unconscious selection, end quote, by changing laws, customs, and social expectations. To accomplish his voluntary unconscious selection, he advocated an appeal to the idea of wanted children. Every child, a wanted child. Only some of you know who that is an impersonation of. Jocelyn Elders. Remember Jocelyn? Jocelyn Elders, who you would think as a black American would have been a little more educated on the fact that a lot of this started with getting rid of people of darker skin. Margaret Sanger. They're weeds, she said. But yet we have black Americans pushing their own extermination, apparently. Every child, a wanted child. You guys can go online, I'm sure, and find her saying that. Well, where did this come from? It came from the advocates of eugenics. The Rockefeller Foundation. This is off their own website. Bureau of Social Hygiene. From 1911 to 1934, the Bureau of Social Hygiene funded research and sought to influence public policy on a number of issues related to sex, crime, and delinquency. The Bureau was largely dependent on the patronage of John D. Rockefeller Jr., who created the organization to address many of his personal concerns and interests. Here's one from Gall. Published in cooperation with the Rockefeller Active Center of Rockefeller University, the Bureau of Social Hygiene was formed in 1913 by John D. Rockefeller Jr. Excuse me. And one of the things it included right there was what? Eugenics. They sought the BSH, the Bureau of Social Hygiene, sponsored research, education, publications in the areas of social welfare, prostitution, vice control, narcotics, birth control. Well, what I'm trying to tell you is some of the same players, some of the same ideologies. Now, I want to switch to another PowerPoint presentation real quick, guys, because yesterday, as I was interviewing Dr. Erwin Lutzer, the first thing I turned to in his book was the following quote I'm going to give you when I find it. I came to this, found this quote. I can find it again. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Here it is. All right, so out of this whole book, Hitler's Cross, I turn to this paragraph, and this is the first paragraph I quote at Dr. Lutzer, reading to him from his own book. And if you go watch the interview at WVWTV.com when it's posted, if it hasn't been, it will be soon. He says, out of all the things you could have picked, that was perhaps the most profound for where we find ourselves today. He's like, I haven't reviewed that book in a while. Well, I know what that's like. I know what that's like to write several books and not remember the stuff that's in there. And you go back and go, wow, that's more relevant now than it was then. Here's what Dr. Lutzer wrote. Listen to this. Himmler was faced with the problem, head of SS, of how to take decent German men and deaden their consciences so that they would be willing to perform ghastly deeds of cruelty. Both Hitler and Himmler believed that each of the SS troops had to perform some deed that violated his conscience and sense of decency. Only when they did what others found to be reprehensible would they break away from their old values. Their conscience had to be deadened through these acts of barbarism that would serve the dual purpose of cutting the recruit off from his past ties, his family and friends, and of bonding him with blood brothers who had crossed the same line, felt the same numbness, and sworn themselves to uphold the same cause, end quote. Now let's go back. Listen to this. The conscience had to be deadened through these acts. And by doing this, it would serve two purposes. Cutting the recruit off from his past ties, his family and friends. And doing what? Breaking them away from their old values. Wow. Now you ask, so I said to Dr. Lutzer, this paragraph in here, how is this not being done today with the children of America? We are teaching elementary children about sexuality and perversion and same sex and group sex and bisex and pansex. And telling them, how do you know? How do you know unless you experience? How do you know unless you try it? And we're encouraging children, the schools of America are grooming children. They're grooming children. Now, there are many reasons they're grooming the children. One is they're grooming the children so that the elite and the people with these worldviews, and sadly many of them find themselves in powerful positions in America, and many of their appetites and desires have been used to blackmail them and control them. That's why we get very little done today, I believe. Many of them are bribed and paid off and threatened and blackmailed. But one reason also that this sexualization of our children is being done, the grooming of our children to perform acts of homosexuality or bestiality, and I'm sorry, but that's what's being promoted, is to do exactly what they were doing to the SS troops of Germany. They were breaking them away from their old values, but also the dual purpose of cutting off the recruit from his past, his family, and his friends, and then bonding him to the new group. Phone lines open.
There are actually people now using the H word, hyperinflation. Hello, I'm Brandon House. We have moved from inflation to superinflation, and I think the next stop is hyperinflation. Just recently, banking giants and the New York Fed, well, they carried out a 12-week digital dollar pilot program. Folks, all over the globe, the central banks are not only buying up massive amounts, historic amounts of gold, they're testing digital dollars. What do you think they're preparing for, folks? I think they're preparing for a digital dollar and eventually to crash the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. Already now, we see Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa talking about doing just that with their banking system. In fact, Saudi Arabia is talking with Russia and China about trading oil with the yuan or the ruble. The BRICS banking system is talking about adding Argentina and Saudi Arabia to their system. The days of the world reserve currency or the petrodollar being the American dollar, I believe, are numbered. And that's exactly what the globalists want, to crash the American dollar, I believe, in order to roll into the global new system. And that'll be a digital system where we are all under their control. Well, would you like to be outside of their system to have real money parked and with privacy as allowed by law? Then I urge you to check out the offerings of Swiss America. Swiss America offers precious metals, gold and silver. They also can tell you about how to put gold and silver in your IRA. Taking your IRA out of what are more traditionally risky things now, like the stock market and other things, and putting it in something like gold and silver. That's a gold IRA. You should find out about that. Then there's also the issue of understanding the difference between bullion, traditional gold and silver, freshly minted, or what is known as numismatic, 1933 and older. Numismatic allows you to have privacy under the law. Again, I don't give financial advice. I give financial opinion. My opinion is you should call Swiss America or text them and get the free packet of information with no obligation. I've been working with them, as I said, for 16 years. Wes Peters, a former Marine, he's been helping many, many, many of our listeners for years. You can text him right now. You don't even have to call him. You can text him your name and address. He'll send you the free packet of information. Just simply say, Wes, I want that free packet of information with no obligation that Brandon mentioned. Here's my name. Here's my address. He'll send it to you. Then after you've done your homework, then you can start talking to him and getting your questions answered. So start by just texting him or calling to get that free packet of information. His number is 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Thank you.
Let's turn the camera all in.
1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 1-800-347-9829. So the SS troops by Himmler had to be put through a brainwashing, a psychological operation that would seek to deaden, numb, or sever their conscience, that would seek to pit them against the old values and to separate them from their family and their friends, and then to bond them with this new group that had performed the same horrific acts. Now, you tell me how this isn't going on in America's schools today. Encouraging kids to be involved in all kinds of sexual perversion, as graphic as bestiality, the grooming of our kids in elementary schools, so to the point that when mothers read these books aloud, the school board shuts them off and says, oh, that's inappropriate. Really? Inappropriate for me to read from the podium here in the school board meeting, but you perverts are giving this to our children. What they're wanting, I believe, our children to do is to engage in that which is not natural, that which is not only a physical act, but a spiritual act, and to have them involved in such perversion that their conscience, they become extremely guilty because their conscience is working. They have guilt. They have depression. Now you can jack them up on more drugs, make more money. Some of them will commit suicide. That's great for depopulation. Some of them will go through life and now join the club, and they will bond with others in this deviant behavior. It will become their lifestyle. And then some of them will make great, great, I believe, personnel at what is coming. Who is it that's going to prosecute the Christians and the conservatives? Who is it that's going to prosecute them? Who is it that's going to persecute them? Who is it that is going to be willing to euthanize them? Who is it that is going to be willing to imprison them and to torture them? Are the January 6th people being imprisoned and tortured? We're getting reports that January 6th people are indeed actually being physically tortured and raped. Physically, sexually assaulted and tortured by people that are disgusted by them because they are patriots. Now, you have to brainwash a lot of people to accomplish this goal. And when you start having attorneys like Nicole Pearson waving the paperwork on TV saying this is not conspiracy, there's a $78 million contract signed, sealed, and delivered to build a COVID concentration camp in Orange County, California, right by a railroad, and it's a COVID concentration camp. Well, let me ask you this. Is it? Is it for the next pandemic? Who are they going to send there? Those who don't want to get a COVID passport or a QR code? Or could it be also a dual-purpose facility for those who have a bad social credit score? The Christians. Who's going to agree to transport these people? Who's going to agree to persecute them and to imprison them? What judges are going to do this? What district attorneys are going to go along with it? What people will drive the trucks, the vans, and run the facility? People that have had their conscience seared because they were groomed as a child to engage in all kinds of deviant behavior in order to break them away from their old values, to alienate them from their family and their friends who hold those values, and to bond them to the new group of deviants, just like the SS. And look what that got us, the Holocaust. And if you don't think it can be done again, then we have really forgotten, well, what the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah said, the heart is desperately wicked above all else. Who can know it? Let's go to the phone lines. Wayne, line one from Gregory, South Dakota. Wayne, go right ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm 65 years old. When I was in high school, we had a man named Benny Hockman come and speak to us, and he was a survivor of Auschwitz. And he related things that I still remember vividly to this day that I wouldn't even be comfortable saying on the air.
Mm-hmm.
The depraved, insane, evil, you know, I don't know what word you'd come up with, that what these people done. He said Germany was an industrialized, modern Christian nation. And he said what happened there could happen here in America if we allow it to happen. And I've never forgotten him and his words. He was still, I don't know if they've scrubbed him off YouTube, up until about a year or so ago, I found a few videos of him. But we're letting it happen. I mean, here we are. I can't believe I'm living to see this. But the things that he said and described, just like what you said about January 6th, if we knew for sure what was going on in those jails, we might not believe it.
Yep.
So,
Thank you, Wayne.
I don't know. Thanks, Brandon, for doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, Wayne. Great call. John from Western Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling in, John. Line two.
Yeah, hi, Brandon. One question I keep wondering about, and I wonder if anybody that your listening audience might know, where can you find freeze-dried food suitable for diabetics? Unfortunately, most of these places don't make them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not an expert on what you need as a diabetic. I apologize. But I do know on our website we do offer some things with protein and meat. And we offer vegetables and fruit things. We have gluten-free. So you'll just have to go on our site and our store and check out what we have. Those who have gluten allergies, of course, that's one reason we added that. Again, I don't know what your diet requires as a diabetic, but we have added some things recently in hopes that it can help more people who have dietary issues so they can put away some emergency things. So check that out on our store if you're interested. Those resources are there at www.tvstore.com, www.tvstore.com. Robert from Plymouth, Wisconsin, line three. Robert, go right ahead, Robert.
Brandon, I don't want to take up too much time. I always wanted to call in since these last 2 years and say, all of us Christian brothers out there and pastors, listen up. When you know your Bible and you're unshakable, you will be used by God just how God has used you. Now, the thing I called up about is this, Brandon, I'm driving, so I can't look it up. Revelation, I believe it's 13:11. And I think it's the part where it says, one of the beasts was fatally wounded and looked as though it was dead, yet it came back to life. That is Nazism. And anyone that wants to Google it, you can look up Operation Paperclip. And we thought we, justified our ways in the Nuremberg trials with 75 criminals. There were thousands, and half went to Russia, and half went to America.
You're absolutely 100% right. Operation Paperclip, a lot of them came over here. A lot of them worked with our intelligence agencies. I can bring you more on this tomorrow. We flooded our country in our government with Nazis. And I'm saying Nazis that were killing people, not some, oh, here's a 17-year-old, hand him a rifle and stand here and guard this building or, you know. No, these were people heavily involved that were complicit. And you're right about Revelation around verse 12. I'll get into that more because I spoke to this last night, actually. Thanks for the calls. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Do you see what I see?
Order your CD and or DVD of A Brannon House Traditional Christmas.
You can order the CD for $19.99 or the DVD of Brannon House live in concert at the Ozarks Worldview Weekend for $24.99. Or order both the CD and DVD that is normally $45 for the special package price of just $29.99. WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or by calling 901-468-9357. That's 901-468-9357.